Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm still basking today in the celebration of the Ascension. It really is one of my favorite days of the year, of the church year, and the liturgy, just to meditate on, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to comprehend the staggering fact of what Jesus accomplished in his rising. You know, this is why there's no one like Jesus. He's absolutely unique. He's the only one who can give us a share in God's life, the Christ life, which belongs to him. He told us in John's gospel that the Father has given over to him the authority to give everlasting life, to raise people from the dead. He's the one, because that life is in him. And that's what Christianity is about. Christianity is life. It's a new life. It's a new life in Christ, working out the plan of God in us. And so today we see another beautiful passage in the Gospels from John 15, where Jesus talks about some life-transforming truths here that if we take to heart will change us forever. He's talking about his love and the love between the Father and the Son and how Jesus loves us. And then later he'll talk about how the Father loves us. We can't love God without God. We need God's help. You know, and Scripture talks about how God loves God, God loves us, we love God, we love others, and we're meant to have the right kind of love for ourselves, a healthy love. And one of the things Jesus has come to do is to give us the power through the Holy Spirit, the love of God being poured out into our hearts, as Paul will say, as he said in chapter 5, I believe it is, of Romans. God's love has been poured out into our hearts. And that power of the Spirit heals the human heart, which in its core, Jeremiah says some very difficult things, that it's deeply wicked, the human heart, that we don't trust God, we resist God's will, we're easily deceived, we put ourselves before God, this disordering and the sickness that's in the human heart, the Holy Spirit is the antidote to it. And the Holy Spirit only comes through the outpouring of the Spirit by the Father and the Son. And it's the heart of God being poured out in the Holy Spirit to give us a new heart. And it realigns our loves, rightly ordered, to put the first commandment, love God with all your heart, in the first place. The second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. To not get those confused is really important. And this world, the powers in this world, are constantly working to enslave humans to, in a way, and to deceive humans, the enemy, to disorder those loves and to put ourselves first. Because the enemy knows, Satan knows, if we put ourselves first, we're just going to become his slave. It's the way it is. Because never forget, we are made for God alone, and we are by nature worship creatures. We're meant to offer ourselves, to give ourselves in love to love, God's love. And if we don't give it to God, we're going to give it to someone else. That's the whole story in Romans chapter 1, where St. Paul's got this extraordinary insight and how the human heart suppresses the truth of God, refusing to acknowledge God as God and to give him thanks. And there we see so clearly, as the people of Israel, the grace that was given to them, that there's one true God and God is a creator and we are creatures. We're not God, despite what all kinds of people in the world are trying to say today, that what Jesus came to do is simply just to show us that we're all Christ's. We have already been Christed, you might say, that everybody, single person is, and we just need to remove something like, you know, the false self or the darkness and just realize that we're already God and we're already all tied together with everything else. And everybody wants to focus on this one. There's one and everything is God. There is no duality. There's no binary. There's no God creator, man creature. This is what the big spiritual attack that's happening at the core of it is this. The rejection of God as creator and Lord, and as the source of all creation, and that we belong to him, and only he can give us an identity and freedom and the happiness that we seek. And so we see Jesus telling us, how do we live in that today in today's readings? Jesus said to his disciples, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So here, so clearly, Jesus is saying to us, what is this all about? I'm bringing you into the love the Father and I share in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I love you the way the Father loves me. Think about that. God is love 24/7, 365. God's love toward you is merciful and tender all day, all the time. Sometimes it's firm because it needs to be. He disciplines those whom he loves. I've certainly experienced that in my life. So Jesus is saying, remain in my love. Another translation is abide in my love. Stay in it. Stay in the truth of what I've called you to. Stay in the grace I'm going to give you in the Holy Spirit. Obey the Holy Spirit and keep my commandments. That's the key in Jesus' mind. What we see here is the love language of heaven. Keep my commandments. That's what matters. Jesus came literally to do that. That's what he did perfectly on the cross. He showed us what a human being is. You were made to make your life an offering, a free offering of love in response to love. And that's the love of God. Jesus defines love for us as well here. This great love, this transforming love, is tied directly to our obedience, our surrender. And Jesus showed us that obedience is not enslaving. It's not humiliating. It's not a bondage. It's freedom. Well, the kings of the earth are always throwing off God's commandments as if they're burdens. We don't want to come to God with the humility that Jesus showed us. We don't want to come in obedience, in a posture. That's the sickness of the flesh, the fallen dimension. And it's the resistance that's in the world to this central reality of what we're all made for, and that is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love God. And then Jesus says to remain there, abide there, abide there. That's where you should camp out. Camp out in the realization that you are loved by Jesus in the same way that God loves Jesus. And the Father loves you the way he loves the Son. The Son loves you the way he loves the Father. How does he love you? The way God loves God. That's how he loves us. And so he's trying to say, this is the heart of everything. This is what it's all about. And how you access it is through the grace of the Holy Spirit and being obedient to me and following me and walking in my Father's commandments. That's how it happens. That's how it will unfold, because it'll be in your heart when the Holy Spirit is given to you. It'll unfold in you. Pay attention to that. Abide in that. And so he then goes on to say, I've told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. It's a good question to ask ourselves in this rich season of the church's year. Am I experiencing joy or not? The joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. And it's the Holy Spirit's work in us. And Jesus is saying that the joy will flow from the abiding. And the abiding is living in the gaze, the loving gaze of our loving Father, along with Jesus in the family of God. The unconditional, constant, passionate, merciful love of God. When that truth penetrates the human heart through the Holy Spirit's mercy and grace and power, it begins to change us. It removes fear. It removes doubt and confusion and anxiety and jealousy and envy, and our gaze starts turning. We just receive this love of God. If we're abiding in it, what Jesus does is he over time tenderizes our hearts and he expands our capacity to know love, receive love, walk in love of God. And that's the power source. That's the grace from which we now get transformed to love ourselves in the right way, to will our own good, to will the good of our neighbor, to lay down our life as Jesus did for one another. There's no other way to live out the Christian life. This is the source and core Jesus is telling us. It means we need to pay attention. I've talked about abiding a number of times on the program. And just remember, it's abiding is just living each day, practicing the presence of the Lord, talking to him, talking to the Holy Spirit in simple ways. I love you, Holy Spirit. Listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Reading God's word. Listening to what Jesus says, internalizing it, chewing on it, embracing it, speaking it, receiving the Lord's promises, standing on them, and internalizing and knowing that His promises are true and absolutely trustworthy. There's hundreds of promises, friends, in the Scriptures for you. God has plans for good for your life. That's true. That's a promise. And then, of course, just following Jesus' leadership every day, seeking, as St. Paul said, now, because of this love, he said, that captures us and captures our hearts, we make it our aim now to please the Lord. So John's gospel goes on here today and says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Lord, we ask you for the grace and the thirst and the hunger and the confidence to walk in this truth, to love it the way you want us to love it. Heal our hearts, Lord, in ways that we still find in our neighbor a threat in some way to our own success or freedom or happiness. Help us to see what you see, feel what you feel, step into it, Lord, with your heart." The gospel goes on and says, Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I call you friends." Isn't that beautiful? We are friends of the Master. We're friends of Jesus. And he's such a great friend. He's so serious about the commitment he's made to us. He loves us. He's so in your corner, like a good boxing coach, you know, who's always, he's healing your cuts. He's helping you get back in the fight. He's with you all the time. You are his friend. Receive that. And if you see yourself constantly self-condemned, under judgment, not being free, having a difficulty in shame of coming to the Lord, friends, give that to the Lord. Tell the enemy to shut up, to go away. Just drive him out. Resist him. He'll flee from you, Scripture says. And ask the Holy Spirit to heal you, to heal your memory. Get friends to pray with you that this grace might come alive. It's your inheritance for all those who are baptized into Jesus. The reading goes on. Jesus says, "I've called you friends because I told you everything I've heard from my Father." How about that? Everything Jesus received from the Father, he gives to us. What a good friend. "It was not you who chose me, but I chose you. And I've appointed you to bear good fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command to you, love one another." Again, see how he's ordering our loves? "And he's chosen you." It's a good thing to do. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Remind yourself each day. "Holy Spirit, help me understand more what it means to be chosen and to walk as a chosen son or daughter of God." And he says, "I've chosen you for a purpose, and I've appointed you to bear fruit that will last for all eternity." And the fruit is all that comes as a result of our walking in love. Decisions to love, the sharing of the gospel, the service of others, to giving someone a cold cup of water, whatever. The Scriptures are clear. Walking out the Sermon on the Mount, walking out the Beatitudes. This is what the Holy Spirit wants to give us the power and the capacity to do, to heal the blind, the sick, to clothe the naked. All of that's there for us to walk in. And those fruits will last forever. And He will reward us for them. Have a great weekend, friends. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The Scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.